In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Happy Foot, Sad Foot. I'm your host, Travis Helwig.
I'm Darren Miller.
And I am their less famous co-host for this one.
That's Vince LaRosa. Vince LaRosa, famous from starring in The Good Place. We just finished our YouTube and Twitch watch-along over at LAFC for the 0-0 tie against St. Louis. We were talking about it over there. How does 0-0 feel? We said this game was a must-win if we wanted to win first. St. Louis is happy with the tie. It feels like a game we could have won if we just put away a couple of those chances. Vince, we haven't got a chance to talk to you yet. How are you feeling about this game being 0-0?
This will be no surprise to anyone. I'm not up or down. Let me put it this way, and this is something that I haven't seen mentioned in the comments. I know as much as people wanted to win the West, and there is value to winning the West. Obviously, home field advantage throughout the playoffs. You do get a CONCACAF Cup spot, which, you know, it's harder to get if you're not in that spot. You have to win MLS Cup or be, actually, you don't have to win it. You just have to be one of the finalists, I believe. Look at it this way. The West was probably always, I mean, even if you win this game, you're still asking a lot of this team, especially they have to go to Philadelphia and it's just a tough schedule for them. You still got to try to leapfrog St. Louis. I was buoyed by the fact that they went to St. Louis and I thought St. Louis gave them their best shot. And I did not feel like LAFC was really going to lose that game. So at some point, if you think about it this way, where you're like, oh man, I'm really bummed that we're not going to host every game. Sure. But let's say the one team that you do, let's you get second, the one team that you would have to go to is St. Louis. I don't think they're going to take any pause. I mean, they will. They'll take those little like coaching positives. But I really, when you watch on the balance of the game, I think LAFC could have won that game. And I also think that Steve Trundle balanced his lineup to deal with the fact he was going to Philly, not using Carlos Vela, although I thought tactically it was kind of smart. I would think a full strength LAFC side, I'd back them to go to St. Louis.
So tactically, what did you see that game? Because what I saw as a person getting progressively more drunk and trying not to say the name of brands that aren't sponsors for LAFC on the air.
Purina, by the way, Purina, just for everybody, because I know you're wondering, Purina is an MLS wide sponsor.
So okay,
you're
great.
You're on the clear there. There's some things that are just like MLS wide. So even if you say them and they're like somewhat competing against LAFC, you're still good. You're technically still in the good.
I was more worried about when I held up a different tequila brand to camera and we have a tequila sponsor.
But keep in mind, the tequila brand you held up is not, well, we can say it here now. It's not a Jose Cuervo. It's not a Casadores.
It's an artisanal.
Mom and pop artisanal, which,
which
for all the people in our chat that do marketing or partnerships, they know that there's different lanes. But I don't think the artisanal lane, that's not where 1800 is. So you can totally do that. That's why you can have different cars. That's why you could have Lexus and Ford. They're totally different, guys.
You're right.
Those are both cars
that are parked inside the stadium.
There you go.
Darren had a really funny idea that we should do an episode of the show from inside that truck that's in the stadium.
Oh, my God.
I can't take full credit for that idea. That was Kevin Mead, who I think joined the show that night and also shot
so funny
the director
to do an episode.
of our Vince hat reveal video.
If anyone could make it happen, I think it'd be Kevin, because Kevin's got amazing skills.
He knows how to do it.
Let's do it.
We could do it. That would be a lot of fun, I think.
That might be the only part of the stadium I'm allowed in.
I would love to build some more lore about like what you did on the way out. Like, I'm not allowed back. You don't want to know what happened.
You're hogtied in the back of the truck. Tactically, here's what I saw, and you tell me why I'm dumb.
Sure.
The first half looked very wide open. It seemed very sloppy. A lot of chances, not that many great chances, but it seemed like there could have been 40 goals in the first half. It seemed really sloppy. It seemed like the second half, St. Louis took a little bit more control, and we couldn't do anything besides play the ball over the top, which almost worked a few times, but we were mainly playing the ball over the top. Mm-hmm. Is that accurate, and how did you see the game play out, Vince?
That's pretty accurate. I think I would just add some like details on it and why that happened. I think that LAFC really did grow into that first half, but they were set up in a way that – so St. Louis was trying to play very narrow, and basically what that means is their midfield – they had like a diamond kind of midfield four and then their front two. They were not, they're like within the bounds of the 18-yard box, right? So they're basically saying the flanks, you can have them. And so LAFC was really trying to find ways through either Ryan Hollingshead, who had a great run and a layoff, through Oliveira, who I thought was the best player of the game for either team, ways to get down the field, progress the ball at least into the final third with the space that they had in the wide channels, and then figure out what to do from there. Second half, I think St. Louis, a good team and a good coach, and they did what you're supposed to do. They recognized the problem. They said, look, guys, they're trying to get through these areas. Let's be a little bit quicker getting side to side. Let's understand we have to break our structure sometimes to keep them from progressing the ball with their feet down the channels. And that's where it got a little bit difficult. And LAFC, I think, was pragmatic in the thought of, well, Bawanga and Oliveira are still getting chances as long as we can get the ball to them. So let's just go over the top and see if they can go 1v1 or 3v4. And they got a couple. Ultimately, I think both teams are going to look at this and go, we just didn't have quality in the final third. And that really what it was. I think LAFC can be buoyed by the fact that they probably had better chances. But either way, you could have easily seen, you know, St. Louis burying one of those chances and getting a win. But that's kind of the way it goes. I mean, it really did look like a playoff.
Yeah, I think
that's a good way to put it.
It was – I had fun watching it. I had more fun watching the first half than I did the second half, but I feel like this is our second game in a row where an early yellow feels like it threw us off our game a little bit. It feels I feel like we had an early yellow, right?
Yes, I'm forgetting who it was too, so that's making me feel like it didn't fully
throw us out of the game. Yeah. I mean, the ref was, I thought, pretty mediocre this game. I couldn't hear what the commentators were saying, but even just like the initial handball call, I'm glad it was overturned.
Sure.
But it was like pretty obviously not a handball. And it's wild to call a handball and not wait for VAR to tell you to go check when it's such an obvious not handball.
In such a weird spot. Yeah, I totally agree. But that's MLS referees. We said it on the LAFC live stream. Like, what is a yellow card? What is a handball? Like, MLS referees, there is some interpretation that they're allowed to have. I don't trust
them. Is that on purpose that there's that interpretation?
Yeah, let's get into that.
Look, man, the soccer rule book is 14 laws. It's like 70 pages. How long do you think the rule book of other sports is? Like, the NFL rule book, I believe, is like the size of the Bible. The baseball rule book is huge. So, like, it's funny because soccer is like kind of giddy about it. It's like, because it is the reason why the sport can be played anywhere in the world. You can just pick up a game. You can just do this. You don't need to know too much. There's pretty simple rules. But those simple rules do leave a lot of room for interpretation. Now, you can say you would prefer it be a little more specific. But as VAR has come into the world, it's made the sport not always better because it was a sport that was loosely based. And now we've started to get definitive. So it's, I don't know, it's all about, you know, what you feel like a game should be refereed. Like, I'll just say this, at the end of the day, MLS referees are not great. There's a reason why it was exciting to finally have a CONCACAF referee at the last World Cup because they had been missing. That should tell you all you need to know.
Yeah, let's just do a couple happy feet, sad feet before we bring on some guests we have waiting. I think you named one of my happy feet, Kike. last two games has shown to be absolutely ready to play for this team and maybe better than a lot of the people we have playing for this team. And I think my sad foot was Bwanga missing frame on a couple of shots where he might have normally been on frame. I sense a little hesitancy there still, but I don't know. He played so well last game, I can't be too mad at him. But I think Bwanga should have been on frame a few of those.
You know what Bwanga needs to learn? And I can't remember who Carlos was talking to. I think I want to say it was Brian Rodriguez. Clearly, he didn't listen. But Carlos, at one point, a few years back in training, was like, look, you don't always have to hit it as hard as you possibly can. Like, yeah, sometimes it takes a little bit something. And he even said, like, in training, I don't hit it as hard as I can because why? I guess, one, save my legs. Two, it just doesn't serve you. But Bwanga, when he scores goals, and the reason why we love him is they're explosive. Like, he literally blows the net off the goal. But it doesn't serve him in the moments, like you said, Travis, where it's like, maybe if you hit frame, one, the keeper makes a mistake. Two, there's a rebound. Mm-hmm. Yes, it doesn't look as pretty, but and that's kind of him. He's just explosive. He just goes, it's all or nothing. But I agree with you. You know, maybe that, and that's what we say about players like him. If he already knew that, he wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Right? So maybe it's something he can learn at some point, but if he learns it, don't think he might not stick around because he's got everything else in his tool bag.
Yeah. Darren, any happy feet or sad feet?
I think I loved watching Oliveira again. I think it was just nice for me to see, this is the second game in a row where it felt like I felt confident and comfortable with our depth, and it didn't feel like a shaky lineup situation. Like, we were trying something new in this lineup, but it was like, okay, then we could put Vela in, we could put Bogush in. Like, I was feeling fine about the lineup, and I'm just not used to feeling fine about the lineup. There's all kinds of ups and downs throughout the season. It was cool to see Bogush go in and Vela go in. Vela didn't end up having many opportunities to put his mark on the game, but it feels like we're finally in a good place with the depth of the roster. And I also just liked seeing the urgency and aggression throughout the match that I feel like has been shaky at times too. Sad feet, the finishing. I don't know what else to say. I don't really want to go there because I feel like we do a lot, but Mario's not. He's not doing it still.
I'm trying so hard to root for the guy.
I really want to keep giving him the benefit of the doubt, but because it's just weird. I think it's weird to just be like, he's a dud. It's over. Like,
he's not.
There's obviously like a million shades in between, mm-hmm. but like, it's just tough to see him get what feel like legitimate opportunities. And it's just like, you could do better than that. But I think that's what we're talking about with Wanda too. And we're not questioning his status on the team.
His mistakes are just very visual. Like, he falls over.
That is what it is. That's exactly what it is.
It's just the things that we're seeing are obvious.
40 other mistakes that are less visual and we don't say anything about.
Yeah. No, I mean, the block shot was always going wide. The header, you would expect a really quality striker to at least put that on frame. But I would caution people, like, head a ball off corner. It's not easy. Yeah. It's one of the hardest. I mean, it is. Oh, yeah. There's a reason why you don't see as many of them as you think on free headers. I think Mario is definitely struggling, although he's not as crucial to the offense as like Oliveira and Bwanga were in that game and the way that they played. I feel bad for Mario because I feel like on the teams he's been on previous, he was the guy. And now mm-hmm. he's just another guy. And so because he's getting so few usage, yeah, every time you see him, you're like, oh, he's fucking up again. He's used to being able to Bwanga his way through it. Fuck up a couple times, but then he'll score two goals. Sure. Look, that's Bwanga deserves that, right? He's earned that. And Mario's got to play into that. But that would just be my caution with him. I still think he's a good player. Maybe he's not right for this team, but I still think he's a good player.
Yeah. And again, what is this? Five games? Six games?
Yeah, I think it's not his sixth game yet.
I'm not saying that we shouldn't admit that he's had a rough go. I do think it's too early to say, don't let this guy play. But if they want to start Kike Oliveira and keep Vela up front in the center, that looks great against the Galaxy. And I'm comfortable with that. And then bring off Mario off the bench as he gets accustomed.
I think it would just be different. The fact that like, if they were trying to feed him in every instance,
yes,
and he was fucking it up, then I would be much more harsh on him. And I just feel like he's having a tough time, but in a lot of ways, the team doesn't serve him. And that's not the team's fault. He has to find his way. So I will add that caveat to it.
Any happy foot, sad foot, Vince, before we bring in our guests?
Oliveira was great. I want to just continue to point that out. And he just keeps adding stuff. Like, we're starting to see every aspect of his game. the ability to dribble, the shooting now. And he just really took over a game. He wasn't like a complimentary player. I was really stoked on how much he like put himself out there and took over the game. And I think that's good. Sad foot. Dude, Giorgio Chiellini could have scored a bicycle kick. Like, ooh, we could have had yeah. that for forever. For forever, guys. Like,
Berkey played a great game. Berkey was really good.
Yeah, Berkey is probably one of the – we've talked about this on the preview show. Berkey is probably one of the best keepers, at least by the numbers, in the league. I mean, he's one of the reasons why they are so good. So he should be – he won't be, but he almost could be an MVP candidate. But, you know, we have to say it quietly. Like, how many more seasons is Giorgio going to play? We could have had that. Like, yeah. that could have – you know?
Incredible, yeah.
Yeah.
Made it to the career highlight reel.
Yeah.
All right, we're joined now by Andrew Bauer. Thank you so much for being patient. Thank you for we saw you in the chat on the live stream and the watch along. Thank you for sticking
Thanks
around
for hanging
and
for
hanging out here too. What did you see? Happy feet, sad feet, anything? Did we steal all of yours? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, sad foot for me is that the dog park never made it on the broadcast. I mean, I don't know why they decided, the producers decided to deny us that. I mean, we had a whole halftime. We had plenty of stoppage. Like, it would have been great to see.
At least does the dog park overlook, like, can the dogs watch if they want to watch, or is it tucked away?
Oh, that's
away?
A good question. Well, or is there a whole separate, are they trying to set up a whole separate match that's dogs only and they don't care about the game because they've got their own game going on?
I played like co-ed soccer out here once. Oh, Darren, you were on my team. And I brought my dog once and he lost his fucking mind wanting to run after the ball. So maybe that's why they don't have it next to the thing. Sorry, Andrew, I interrupted you.
Not at all. Happy foot is the first point from an LAFC watch along. Congratulations. You guys broke the curse. It's over.
The curse is broken. All we did was upset a sponsor in the process, yeah, so they'll never ask us back.
We also may have poked the bear enough to never be able to do it again.
Tommy Vitor said the word coming 40 times, and we will not be asked back.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. That's, you know what? Ultimately, that's the line we have to straddle when we do it. So you never know. Either we thread
Darren,
the needle
why do you
or got, we don't.
Why do you guys say straddling after he said coming? Come on.
On this live stream, I can say that. I'm just comfortable saying it.
Yeah, you've had one too many cocktails, friend.
Andrew, how did you find the game? Did you think it was a fun 0-0 or a tough one?
I mean, I will say that I like agree with Vince. Valencia and Oliveira were super bright spots for me. I mean, I think they put in a lot of work. I think that they were a real difference maker in the game. I can't help but wonder what the game would have looked like if Bogus was on the pitch for more of it. I think that he really made a positive impact when he came in. I don't know. I mean, it's tough. When you look at their record, I mean, they were 10-3-1 coming into this match, and we got a draw. Like, it's a tough place to play. It's one of the toughest places to play in MLS. And I think that, you know, I was watching the watch along, so I had the Apple TV muted for the whole thing. But like, I saw a lot of crossed arms on that broadcast, right? I saw a lot of unhappy St. Louis fans. So it seems like maybe we took them out of their game. I don't watch a lot of St. Louis soccer, but I don't think that was what they were expecting. I don't think they expected it to go that way. So I think that when you're taking on a top side, like, you have to be comfortable taking a draw. I know that it would have been a 6-point swing, as you guys covered very eloquently. But also,
Darren, what is that again?
Okay, can I do this? That's the number of drinks I've had. So
you need like a whiteboard. You need to draw like as you go. Like, we need visuals to go with the numbers. Yeah. You know.
So a win is worth 3 points, which means that a win is worth 6 points. That should explain it.
Correct.
I mean, a personal happy foot for me is that you guys have me so down on LAFC when they're doing badly. That, like, I never thought we would win the West. So I'm like, what did we lose? Like, it's not that much. Like, we're just, good. You know, we're going along. It's all right. Like, we're doing okay.
This show is about emotion. And when we're bad, we feel it. And when we're happy, we feel it. Andrew, thanks for always hanging out and being in the chat. It means a lot. And
so
for repping the scarf and stuff. You're always very funny in the chat. So it's cool to have you come on. Vince, is what he said correct about us mucking up the game for them?
I mean, he came on here and he said he agreed with me. So I'm going to – everything that he said was fantastic. No, it's true. And he made a really good point. I think St. Louis fans – because when St. Louis is playing well, they're getting a lot of opportunities where they're going like 3v2, 2v1. They're really breaking on you and they're causing you to make mistakes. And I think what LAFC did really well there was really limit – the mistakes that they made that gave St. Louis a chance to do things like that. So I think that was really observant. That's a good point. Like, those fans are not used to seeing their team kind of stumble around and be like, oh, we can't even get like a single clean shot on goal. So good on him for that one.
Thanks again for calling in, Andrew. I think we have another guest, Darren.
Yes. Jimmy is joining us. Jimmy, you've been waiting very patiently. Thank you so much. And thank you for
hanging
out with us. Welcome to the show.
Any happy feet? Yeah, we can hear you.
My happy foot is we got a point, obviously. Also, my happy foot is like to be on this podcast with a fellow Judah fan, Vince.
Ah, there you go, Jimmy. Yeah. Jimmy knows.
Yeah.
You like some glam rock from Rome, boys? I bet you do.
We've been at the same shows together, so that's kind of cool. Oh, wow. The sad foot is I'm watching the Carson game because I'm petty as fuck, and they're not losing. So I guess that's my sad foot.
I haven't looked at the other games at all. Anything interesting happening?
Yeah, it's tied 1-1. Minnesota's wearing a really confusing kit. Like, I've never seen it before. Like, it's kind of weird. And then Carson's wearing their, like, fucking army green or, like, whatever they got going on. So that's kind of crazy.
That's cool.
All right.
1-1 doesn't really serve them, though. That actually is better for in the way.
No, that, like, actually, the thing that I'm most paying attention to is this stadium is empty.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, the stadium where are they is playing? Empty. Like, Carson. No, they're playing in Carson.
Oh.
It's in Carson.
I've heard of that place. It's pretty far out, but.
Yeah, it's pretty far out, you know. It's empty. It's pretty bad, but whatever.
Oh, Miami won 4-0.
Oh, wow. Messi came out early in the game because he was injured. So we're talking about all this as if playoffs matter. They're just going to cancel it.
Oh, Messi's not available that day.
Apple stock is going to plummet tomorrow with the news that Messi is injured.
People are still going to watch, honestly. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, the four of us, but they were hoping for a lot more than that.
Yeah. Jimmy.
They're hoping for Olive Garcia Gardens fans.
We've converted them.
I can tell you by the end of the chat, we did not convert them.
We did not convert a single one. Nope.
Jimmy, did you find this game frustrating, fun? How did you find this 0-0 tie?
I think my cat found it more frustrating because I was like, oh my God, they almost scored, and my cat gets frustrated when I do that. Yeah. So I know you guys are dog people. Like, I know you all. Guys are dogs.
Vince has cats.
We actually have a rescue dog that we got. I had to say that so that made me feel like I'm a good person. But we adopted a dog, but we've had two cats for a while, actually. So we're both double up.
And I had a cat. My cat died in January. This is my cat.
Oh,
I don't have a dog because I live in an apartment.
I also had a cat, but
it's not really my thing. But I gave Travis my Purina like dog thing.
Oh yeah, I put it on my dog. But Jimmy left.
Oh, Jimmy's gone.
There you go. I'm back here.
Listen, no talking cats on this podcast.
I know.
You get booted.
I know. What the hell.
No, I put it on my
people
dog.
Like to leave the house. What the hell?
I remember when you gave that to me, and my dog wore it for a couple days actually until the dog walker.
So I had an extra one. I tried to give it to my cat, and my cat had no part of it and just attacked it and just took it as her own. So I mean, that's kind of the thing between the two or whatever.
Yeah,
but
cats can read. We know this. They understand.
This is canon.
They more than. Okay, so there's too much cat talk or whatever. So, yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Jimmy. It's always great to see you.
Yes.
We'll see you hopefully like on whatever Campionis that cup is. Cup. Yeah, Darren, whatever that cup.
Yeah.
Darren, are you going to be there?
I will be at Campionis Cup.
I will be in New York City. Goodbye, Jimmy.
New York. Whatever. All right, later, guys.
Thanks for always calling in.
Drover Shai is joining us now. Let's roll right into it. Drover Shai, welcome to the show.
How's it going?
Hello.
Sorry, you're scrunched. I'm sorry if you can get you in there.
Yeah.
You
want me to,
wow, cropping out your friend.
Wow.
We're at a tight table
over there.
Good call back.
It is a tight table over there.
Love it.
How's it going?
Good. Yeah, the draw feels weird and okay at the same time. I think my sad foot, I don't hate Mario Gonzalez either, but I won't talk about it since we already talked about that a little bit.
I'm not a fan.
I will just say, I think that thing of like identifying what his striker identity is, I think is a little frustrating. Like, is he poaching goals, or is he looking to just capitalize and finish off things, or is he holding up the ball? But I think, what Ben said of just him trying to find his groove in the team makes sense. So I want to see him do well, I think. Okay. He's missing a tooth, which is still
also,
weird.
I felt better.
Is he really?
We think that he's toothless.
He's literally toothless.
Actually, I've seen this, and I've wondered if it was like, because when I've seen him like not playing, he's not missing a tooth. So I wonder if it's like a hockey situation where he has a tooth that he puts in and takes out for games, which is not a bad idea.
That would be my happy every game.
Yeah. Your happy foot every game is that he has no tooth?
If he took it out for us every game.
He should do it before a PK to scare the goalie.
Yeah.
That's true.
What I was saying, you need the stats of, because I felt better after you said, like, Chicho didn't score in the first four or, like, whoever else. So, but how many, shots did they take and how many mistakes did they make in the first, their first five games? Like, we need those stats.
You're looking under the hood of that list.
I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to look it up.
We came here for hard hitting.
I will say that the stats will be skewed for these two games because Mario didn't start either of them, so mm-hmm. It's like didn't get as many chances. Oh no, wait, he started this game.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right?
Yeah, fuck, he did.
I'm wrong. He just wasn't He wasn't present.
Yeah, it's just, it's different. You make a good point about like, he's got to figure out what he is. And I think more so the team's got to figure out what he is because the team didn't play with a nine. Like we said for forever, everyone's like, get a nine. And now the team has to figure out how to play differently with a nine. Whereas Chicho came in and was like, the season might be over and he was just the man, everything go through him. So that's another reason why I kind of feel bad for him. It's like, this is what we wanted. And then we're like, oh, but not like this. So tough.
I think it was interesting too. Cause like when we had Diomande and BWP, those seasons, they had like a kind of clear identity too. And it was just like Dio's presence would like draw like the center backs in and then BWP could just really easily slip in and just finish things pretty clinically. And so it's just weird just waiting for him to kind of find his feet. My happy foot, I think it's other than my sad foot, my happy foot I think was tactics with a question mark, because I feel like defensively obviously we've been all over the place. So I think this game it was good to see, it just felt like we had level heads, because there's a couple of those times where St. Louis was on the side, or they play the ball over the top and our defenders would be one-on-one with them. And we didn't dive into it early. We just seemed to have some calmness for some reason and just waited and were able to like kind of snuff out those chances. So
I think that's a good point. I think losing streak, we looked out of sorts. We didn't look like a good team. And I think the reason that while it's a bummer we didn't win this game, we're all feeling somewhat okay, is that we looked like we had our shit together for most of it. We didn't look out of sorts. And I think it's worth pointing out that's probably why we're all feeling a little bit better, is that we were fun to play. We looked creative. We were trying. I will say it was annoying to watch them go over the top over and over again, but it's clear that was the strategy and it almost worked a few times.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. It felt different than those other games. I think that's really smart.
The game that they played against us was a game that, there's been a handful of games this season that shook us and it did not shake us.
Yeah.
And it's weird for there to be a game that was like kind of a sloppy game. And also we had our shit together. Like we weren't sloppy, but the game was sloppy. Like
chaos.
It's weird.
Chaos.
It's a weird game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think too, for their bigger players not being able to like unlock us the way they've done with other teams, like Klaus, who I think is an anomaly. Like he's such a strange combination of like, but he's just like, he's so cool on the ball. He gets his head up and just picks out his wingers and stuff. And I feel like, yeah, something that we don't normally come up against. And like, I've seen St. Louis like just whoops teams with him just because they don't know how to like play him. So mm-hmm. I feel like the fact that we didn't get like undone by one of his tricky cleverness things, I'd say it's a boon.
Yeah. Yeah. Any sad feet?
He came in with a sad foot.
Yeah, he came
And
a sad tooth.
And a sad tooth. Tillman might be a little bit of a sad foot because I feel like he's...
Yeah, what's going on there?
Waned a little bit.
He just wasn't involved. Yeah. I think when you go into the game, and great points again, because St. Louis, look, they want mistakes. They thrive on mistakes. So I think the fact that LAFC limited their mistakes, because when we were bad, it seemed like every mistake turned into a goal. And in this game, look, the biggest mistake that maybe they made was Georgia was slightly out of position. They get 2v2 and LAFC somehow gets four guys back and they snuff it out. That's great. That's just great. Sometimes you got to do that. You got to pick up your teammate recovery play. But Tillman, you know, you look at this game, you say, okay, don't make mistakes. We want a guy that's really clean on the ball in case we want to play through the middle. And so it makes sense why you put him in there, but then he's just not involved. So it's like the strategy is sound, but Steve can only do so much. He puts him out there, get involved, and Tillman just he hasn't seemed to find the game. And that's kind of been Timmy for the past, what would we say, like 3 months. We were so happy for him to get that goal against Galaxy, although that was in garbage time, really. You hope he can kind of put it together, but he's trying to find his form from the early on in the season as well.
For sure. Now, Drover, before we let you go, is your first name Drover, or is that your actual name?
No, we have my real name's Emery. This is my wife, Tori.
Emery and Tori. Hello. Thank you for always hanging out.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a band name. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Not anyone was going to. It's a we're as big a failure as that circumcision joke. So there's no reason.
Oh man,
yeah,
I can't believe you said that. I felt better about our show once I found out he said that. Before you go, I want to make sure
great.
Everyone knows that they should follow you on Instagram to see you try to drop a can into a garbage can after every single game.
I was actually going to say, you have a special talent. I wonder if there's a way for you to recreate it.
Is there?
But I don't think there is.
How many chances per game do you get? Or is it one and done?
We normally just grab a few cans on the way out and just go wild. So normally two or three.
He was a beer pong champion in college.
Okay.
All right.
Have you tried this at other locales? Like there are other stadiums with these similar trash cans. No, have you? Crypto or anything like that?
I thought about Rose Bowl, but those games were so sad. So
take it works on the road, baby. Let's go. Every single MLS stadium.
Sponsored
I want
by Purina.
This is the content we need. Let's go.
I'm so glad you guys are going to sponsor my trips to every away stadium so I can
get absolutely. Yeah, and you can send that bill to Travis Hellwig, care of Happy Foot Sad Foot.
Yeah. Perfect.
We're going to look at how much money's left over after we split the Patreon three ways.
You're in on the proceeds and the expenses now. So.
So just so people understand before we put you away, you're on the second level of the staircase and you're trying to drop a tall boy into a little recycling bin hole.
Yeah.
And often you make it. I try to repost it when you do make it.
Yeah, our section is 234, and one of the Instagram handles is the Aries. So our mod there, Russell, he'll put up a. If anyone wants to see this legendary can drop in action, they can look at it.
You have a mod. You have a moderator.
I just called him that. He's gonna probably hit me when he sees the next time that I call him.
the LAFC Aries Instagram.
I see. I see. Cool.
We'll drop it.
You have a private Discord we're all learning about. Thanks so much for hanging out. Remind me of your names again.
Emery.
Tori.
Emery and Tori. Thanks so much for hanging out.
Check out Drover Shy.
We still need to see Vince's feet. Okay, bye.
Show us your feet, Vince.
Show us your feet, Vince. Okay, bye.
I love that they remove themselves from the frame.
You got to say
for that. That's helpful.
I want to say I am
separated like the Red Sea.
I'm still thinking about me saying bye, Jimmy. And I feel like it was rude how I said bye, Jimmy. And I didn't mean it to be rude to Jimmy. Did it seem rude?
No.
No, okay. But this is what I love about you, Travis. You can go like 30 minutes just thinking about something. You somehow being loosely part of the conversation and being like, guys, I know that I've said probably five things, but I was not paying attention to any
the
of that.
Whole time. I'm like, I think I upset Jimmy. I like, think I was mean to Jimmy.
We've reached the segment of the live stream where we just take a quick break and we email LAFC to make sure it was cool that we mentioned.
I was going
to
say, let's go back further. What else besides the tequila brand do you regret from the?
So Purina, you made me feel better about coming. Okay. I wasn't the person who said it. I got away from it quick.
It was a little touch and go with Darcy with talking about a show. When she was maybe striking,
I got away and from this
we did
stuff.
Kind of like maneuver away. That was good. Yeah,
I was really hoping you guys were going to go into just all the bylaws and really just break down the minutia there.
Like,
you got close.
Can I do this? Well, yes. Let me pull this out.
I was like, do they have an interim agreement? No, they're canceled. Joey AF says sending love to Jimmy.
Oh, man.
Look, I do need to get back to work, Jeff. They're talking. I want to be optimistic, but I refuse to be at this point. I don't know what else about this game. We have a big one coming up against Philadelphia. I think we all need to swallow that it is a difficult pill for us to win the West at this point. I think it's still possible. St. Louis needs to do some of the work now for us to win the West. I think I saw Seattle's winning, which means we might be dropping a little bit more. But we have a game in hand on them.
Yeah.
So if Philly is a game that I'm a little bit worried about, and I think our fan base should prepare itself for a potential loss in Chester. I don't want to lose. I think if I were to pick any game in the rest of the calendar, I think Philly's going to really want to win this fucking game. I think they want it bad. And I know we do too, but I think I just want to say it out loud. There's a world in which we might lose to Philly and it isn't the end of the world. And I just want to preface that to everyone.
But if we do win, the fact
then
that
I called
a tie,
it.
No. You just did what is as far from calling that as you can possibly get. But I would say that if we do win that match, the fact that we tied this one will look nice. It will be like it'll actually be contributing. It's easier to swallow the tie because them getting two less points in the event of a win feels like a bigger deal than like it feels like a better thing for us defensively in the points. Because I don't know if you guys know about how the points work on the table.
Actually, yeah. Could you give me a refresher on that, please?
Yeah.
Especially when you're playing a team that is
would have been, could have been a 6-point swing. Table. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but
okay.
Vince.
hang on. This is important. Not a lot of people know about this.
Hold on.
Oh no. Listen, everybody. Welcome. Thank you.
I just wanted to give you the stage, Darren.
Yeah.
Please. Oh, I was gonna say, did you purposely knock both of us out?
I did it so that Darren had the opportunity to explain the point.
Initially, well, look, I did not
realize
that
we're down 6 points. If we had won that game, we would have been only down 3 points. But if we had lost, I mean, we would have been down 9 points. That's a 6-point swing for people doing math. And now we're in the same position we came into.
Sure.
So all we're doing is like it's a tighter end of the schedule. It's a tight table, but it's also a tight schedule. And so now that's hard there. But like we're still, if we were in striking distance before, we're still within striking distance. That's not so bad.
And Galaxy losing.
Galaxy's losing. Carl says that Minnesota just hit the ball off Raheem's butt. I don't know why I was scared to say ass. Minnesota just hit the ball off Raheem's ass to own goal the keeper. I was just yelling coming for a long time. It's like, I can't say ass. I think Isaiah just popped on the chat, but I think we're ready to close up. Isaiah, come on and we'll get your happy foot and sad foot. And then I think we're going to call it an evening. Let's Isaiah, how you doing?
Hi. How you guys doing? It's pretty good. First off, I want to say it was a good game. I think the main happy foot would be that defensively on the road, especially like in the Portland game, it was obvious, like tracking back on the goals we conceded, it was like really sloppy. You know, guys were out of position, especially in the midfield. It was kind of open for them to just counterattack. So I think that was like one of our main improvements in this game. And obviously the attack was good. And I agree, we shouldn't really be getting on Mario just yet, because I would say the service has been good into him at some points, but obviously hasn't been the best with Buonga being taking his chances. And, you know, so I wouldn't say, yeah.
Sure.
We still got to give him his time. So
I agree with you. I agree with you completely.
You
I have a question.
Some grace.
Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yeah, it's Isaiah.
Isaiah, okay. Just making sure. And then anything else?
You know, I'm kind of like blink-minded right now, so I think I'll just let you guys close the show because you know,
all good.
You're already kind of closing out. So.
Thank you for coming on, though.
Thank you for chatting.
This was great.
Thank you guys.
Great to hear from you. Yeah. And thanks for always hanging out in the comments as well.
No, of course. Yeah. I'll see you guys next week.
See you later.
All right. Come back again soon.
All right. What do we have to look forward to in the next couple of days? Vince, what do you think we're going to look like in Philadelphia? Predict a starting lineup.
I don't think Giorgio plays. You guys said that on the live stream, and I think that makes sense. Look, Philly's not in your conference, and as much as we really want to beat Philly, and we do need all the points, you need to start solidifying whether you're in the second spot, third spot. You definitely don't want to draw it down to the fifth spot. Tight table, baby. But as much as maybe a lot of people are going to hop off here when I say this, I think Aaron Long is actually very well placed for a type of game like this, which he would have been well placed against St. Louis. Like, it's going to be a physical game with transition where you're not probably going to rely on him to build out of the back and do the things that we've said he's kind of limited in. But when he goes 1v1 or he has to recover or defend and you know, eat up 40 yards to get recover the ball, he can do that. So I don't worry too much about him that. Carlos getting in there, I'd be interested if Carlos starts because Philly's pretty physical. And I mean, I'm not sure if it's worth burning Carlos. Might as well. I mean, if we all feel this way about Mario anyways, fodder, just throw him to the cannon fodder. Let's go. So that'll be interesting. But I will say that, and we said this on the preview show, Philly and St. Louis play a lot alike. So this is kind of good practice, but you know, turnaround, they are doing this for once. And I know a lot of people want to know this because they've wondered at different times, why did they come home? They're not coming home. They are going to stay. They are going to train in St. Louis and then fly to Philly. So for all of you travel people and wondering how that changes, that they are not going to stay. So if it works out, maybe you guys were right all along. Last thing, Andrew asked me about City playing narrow. We talked about that right off the top, Andrew. So you're going to have to just rewatch it. And everyone should rewatch this because it's great.
You got
to
rewatch. If when you see the number of views, just subtract like 3 and the rest are me. That's me just rewatching. Yeah, I mean, I think Philly's going to be a tough game. I think it's going to be a really tough game. And it matters least of the games left to us. It still obviously matters at this point. And I do think we need to keep in mind there's a world in which we can drop and not get home field at all during the playoffs. And I think we should just be conscious of that. We do need to win some of these games.
I think the big picture here is we got to start getting hot overall, and we need to get into the playoffs on a good note and on the right foot and be in the right spot when the playoffs start and just win the fucking cup.
I'm much more comfortable now, though, than I was 2 games ago. I think that's actually very comfortable.
That's a question I was about to ask you guys, because we talk about results, and look, at the end of the day, those are the only things that matter. But we also did watch the full 90 minutes, and you would say of other ties or even losses, like, you got to feel much more satisfied with this game than the way that they played in other games. So this actually is from Oldsmobile.
Kobe says Vince's chair looks like he took it off an 80s Oldsmobile and screwed it on a milk crate.
Wow.
What an insanely specific insult. Burn. Beautiful, I would say.
And I actually kind of love it.
And I will say that I feel like Vince is going to think about that now every time he goes on the chair.
Yep. Different chair next week.
Oh, no. That'd be really funny if you showed up with a different chair. It's like, I'm sorry. I felt way too self-conscious.
Yep.
David Day says CONCACAF really Champions Cup qualifying is more important than playoff position. They're one and the same. We can't really – we have to win MLS Cup, and if you want to win MLS Cup, we got to play at home. Playing away in America is tough. It's a lot of travel. And if you want to win it, play at home, you got to be high in the playoff position. We're probably not going to win the West. It's going to be hard. We have to probably win MLS Cup if we want to get in Champions Cup, David Day.
Bird in the hand, two in the bush. Like, would you
when know, in
you,
Rome?
Yeah, would you just kill it?
Yes.
Yeah.
What other sayings we got?
Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Circumcised mosquito is going to come into the lexicon of sayings. Jesus, Taylor. Like, come on. Fucking Taylor. Like, what the fuck? Can we just say that? Like, come on.
He literally doesn't talk for 20 minutes in the broadcast, and then he says shit like that.
And I generally like Taylor, but the other thing that he was doing that really pisses me off is he does this all the time. Play happens, he goes, how good was that play from that person? And then he tells you what happened in the play. Just say the play was good and then tell me the play. You're the color guy. You don't need to ask a question to answer it. Okay, let Jake do that.
Don't you want to live in a world where, or be a viewer of a league where someone is saying those things instead of it being just dull?
As an underemployed soccer creator, watching these people get paid by Apple of all people to just fuck these things up, it just drives me nuts. And I will leave it at that.
David Day says if we finish in fourth, we qualify. That's not right, right? No, we can only qualify now if we win the West or MLS
Cup. There's the remaining, like the last two next best people, right?
Is that on the table or is it the playoffs?
Isn't it overall? It's from the Supporter Shield standings.
Oh, okay. So we're definitely not.
So it's like Supporter Shield, the other team that doesn't win Supporter Shield. There are a lot of ways. I think even just being an MLS Cup, the loser of MLS Cup, usually the runner up goes as well.
But the East is so far ahead of us right now in Supporter Shield standings. I don't think we have a shot at that, right? Maybe we do.
Sure. Yeah. I would not.
David Day reverting in the comments to one word answers.
Table. Minnesota's now up 3-1. The Edwards ass goal is amazing. I can't wait to see Raheem Edwards plummeting back to earth after one good season with Carson. We love to see it from the snake. Vince, anything you want to say before we wrap it up?
No, I guess just join us again. Travis, you're traveling. Are you going to be on with us in Philly or no?
I believe I will be. I literally shipped my microphone. I couldn't fit it in my suitcase, so I shipped my microphone today.
Amazing.
How much stuff my hometown. Are you bringing in that suitcase? This microphone can't be that big.
Well, I'm going for 2 weeks because I'm going to a wedding as well. And so I have like suits and shit. And so I couldn't fit two pairs of shoes. And like I'm wearing a pair of shoes, packing a pair of shoes, and the microphone. I didn't want to check a bag. So I just shipped it to my parents' house. So hopefully my microphone gets there.
So what you're saying is more parent content on the pod.
Yes, unless I do it from the Airbnb, but I can do it from my parents' house if that's what people want. That's
okay, let us know on Twitter. I want to know how
your mom and dad feel about a 6-point swing. Like, do they know what it is? And if they do know, Darren, how are you gonna
I should feel? Probably be that person. If I don't know if the wider MLS community, people who follow soccer in general, if they need it explained to them, maybe I could do that for them as well.
On that same pod that my dad and my mom were on, my dad did say he's a Man City supporter, which is the first time in my life I've ever heard that. So I am very interested in that.
Well, most Man City supporters have gotten on the bandwagon recently, so it fits. It just makes sense. Yeah.
I was like, did you Google teams before we went on and just pick the one with the color you liked? Love my father. I love my mother. Let's have a nice night.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Thank you so much for all the support. Thanks for people who hung out for both live streams tonight.
Truly crazy if you did. We love you.
Subscribe if you haven't subscribed. Rate, review, share it. Just enjoy it. Hank, keep hanging out with us. This is fun. It'll keep being fun. We're getting to the final stretch of the season. It's going to get crazy in the playoffs.
Please subscribe to our YouTube, patreon.com/happyfootsadfoot. If you want to give us a couple bucks and help us keep making the show, it goes a long way, especially now that we split it between three people, which I keep saying, but I feel like it's an important thing that you guys aren't thinking about.
It feels fine.
You guys aren't thinking about the fact that it's between three people. This is something you guys need to think about.
You guys don't have to look at the spreadsheets.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know how to split $5 three ways?
It's hard.
It'll be really interesting to see.
It's hard. Have you seen how I figure out what a 6-point swing is?
Guys, I've literally watched Darren take a $5 bill and a butcher knife, and it is not pretty. So just please help us.
I'm just saying, is this what you want?
Yeah.
We were filling out the spreadsheet today, and I looked at how much I paid for the scarves. I was like, oh, I forgot. That's a lot of money.
And that's why I'm getting my layoff notice tomorrow in the email.
No, we sold out the scarves, so we made money off the scarves. But it was just like, oh, I put up that amount of money for a podcast? That's crazy. All right, thanks for always hanging out, everybody. We'll see you in Philly. I love you. Goodbye.
Love you. Bye. Goodbye.
Bye. Vince, say it.
Love you.
Okay, love you. Bye.
I love you.
Hmm. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.